Now to those dire warnings contained in a secret British government report on a no-deal Brexit. The document warns the British people to expect shortages of fresh food, medicine and fuel, as well as civil unrest if the Prime Minister pushes ahead and leaves the European Union without a deal. Hardline Brexiteers say the analysis is only looking at a worst-case scenario, but others say it's actually examining the most likely outcomes. David Sparks has our report.
The top-secret government report is ominously labelled Operation Yellowhammer. It comes as Britain prepares for what could be a no-deal Brexit from the EU on October 31st. The Sunday Times journalist who broke the story, Rosamund Irwin, says it was written to help the government prepare for a no-deal Brexit.
This is the planning assumptions of the government. This is what they are working with in the event of no deal. Now, of course, you could say, well, they're going to do things to mitigate against this, and that is a fair point. But I do think we should really be aware that a lot of this is written very hard. This isn't, we expect this to happen. Some of this is, this will happen.
The report warns leaving the EU without a deal could lead to fresh food becoming less available and more expensive. It also says fuel would become less available and patients would have to wait longer for medicines, including insulin and flu vaccines. It predicts passengers could face delays at EU airports and other migration points, and there'd be freight disruptions at ports caused by custom checks. Perhaps most worrying are warnings of a rise in public disorder because of a shortage of food and drugs. The report also paints a frightening picture of the return to a hard border with Northern Ireland.
What the document says is that the current plans that the government has to avoid widespread checks will prove unsustainable.
Conservative Brexiteers say the report examined worst-case scenarios rather than likely outcomes. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove has the job of planning for a no-deal Brexit.
Look, I think some of the concerns about a no-deal Brexit have been exaggerated. It's certainly the case that there will be bumps in the road, some element of disruption in the event of no deal. But the document that has appeared in the Sunday Times was an attempt in the past to work out what the very, very worst situation would be so that we could take steps to mitigate that. And we have taken steps.
Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage went a step further, accusing the report's authors of scaremongering.
I don't think this is really a government document at all. I think it's a civil service document. They're doing their utmost to stop Brexit, and of course the classic way these things are done is through fearmongering.
But others point out this report does not predict worst-case scenarios at all. Rather, it examines what it calls base scenarios. Nick Thomas-Symonds is a frontbencher for the opposition Labour Party.
I don't think the full extent of the no-deal calamity that awaits us has been set out in this stark, hard-headed way before. This isn't Project Fear, this is Project Reality, and really does reinforce the need now to do all that we can to avoid a no-deal outcome.
As the country moves ever closer to its Brexit deadline, now just 6 weeks away, another reminder of what's at stake has emerged. A report from Scotland's police force reveals it's spent more than £7 million, or $12 million, preparing for Brexit. It says that includes putting in place a planning team for civil unrest and demonstrations.
Brexit is a highly contentious subject, and the Brexit contingency planning team are fully aware of the potential civil unrest. Brexit intelligence officers continue to monitor social media sites in order that Police Scotland can prepare and respond to any potential protests.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's ready to leave the EU regardless of whether or not a Brexit deal is in place.
David Sparks reporting.